Jesse picked his old glove off his desk and pounded the ball into the mitt. As he did, he considered what he was being asked to believe, what a jury was likely going to be asked to believe. The difference was that he wouldn't buy it, but that a jury almost surely would. Jesse wasn't a big fan of coincidence, but accepted that things did sometimes just happen. He supposed it was possible that the suspect in the cross-burning just happened to be standing 20 feet in front of Alicia at the precise moment she left the Gull. It was possible that serendipity had played a part in the suspect running directly past the police station's surveillance cameras at a time when Alicia had drawn her weapon. Was it serendipity, too, that had caused John Vanderkamp to flee down the only dead-end street in that end of paradise? Was it simply by chance that he had been to a shooting range only hours before his death? Although it was a stretch to believe the innocent confluence of any two of these things, believing all of them was ridiculous. Problem was, there wasn't anything he could do about it. Not officially, anyway. "Molly, get in here," he said, shouting so that she could hear him through the door. When Molly opened the door, Jesse was facing out the window behind his desk. The glove was still on his left hand, and the ball was cupped in his right. "Sit down, Crane."
"What is it, Jesse?"
"What if I told you that John Vanderkamp was at a shooting range about an hour and a half before Alicia killed him?"
"I'd say that was pretty convenient if Alicia is telling the truth and Vanderkamp fired first."
"I agree," he said, still facing the window. "Where are the only official CCTV cameras in this part of town?"
"Jesse, you know the answer to that."
"Humor me, Crane. The only cameras are surrounding the station house. If you were running from someone in this part of town, where would you run?"
"That's easy. I'd run into the marina. It's pretty dead this time of year. It's dark, and there are plenty of places to hide. Plenty of boats to hide on, too. You could jump into the water, use the planking for cover, and swim away. Never mind that you can access parking lots from the Lobster Claw and the Gull, and from there you can get back into town."
"So you wouldn't run in a straight line right past the station house cameras and into a dead-end street?"
"I grew up here. I'm a cop here. Vanderkamp probably didn't know better."
Jesse turned to face Molly, placing the ball back in the glove and the glove on the desk. "Who in this department would you trust with your life?"
"Everyone," she said, without hesitation. "I have to, or I couldn't come to work."
"Good answer. Who would you trust with your kids' lives?" She didn't answer right away.
"You and Suit, Peter, Gabe, too. What are you getting at, Jesse?"
"Not Peter," Jesse said. "He's too by the book. I need to talk to the rest of you."
"I'm here. Talk to me now."
Jesse shook his head. "It needs to be all of you at once."
"I'll see what I can do," she said.
The front desk phone rang. "You better get that, Molly." Less than a minute later, she was back.
"It was the mayor, Jesse. There's trouble."